Welcome to New Realities. My name is Alan Steinfeld, and each week on this program, I bring people who are really at the forefront of a spiritual revolution with technology, science, ideas, healing, and tonight's guest is one of those people. She is Julianne Bien, and she is the head of her own company called SpectraU. She's an internationally recognized leader in advancing the understanding of applications of light, color light therapy as a holistic enhancement to lifestyle, beauty, and wellness. Welcome, Julianne.
Thank you so much, Alan, for having me join you today.
I'm very interested in your work, first of all, with color, and then how it's evolved into shape and sacred geometry. So we can talk a little bit about the healing powers of color and also how you began this whole development of technology. So first, where did it begin? What was the forerunner of your interest in this field that you've developed, really?
Well, actually, I had a dream. I had a dream at about 18 years ago. I felt traditional medicine failed me, and I went to sleep one night, and I had a vision, and it threw me on the path to study color therapy, more of a cookbook-style approach to healing my physical challenges. I had a lot of back problems, and then I realized over time that color is a language. It's an intracellular, meaning cell-to-cell, interstellar, meaning cell to planetary body, language of communication. And I just found the whole area just fascinating, and I started to study light.
When you say color, I mean light, of course, is made of color. I mean white light. And what's the specifics of color and cellular structures? How do they relate to color?
That's a very good question. The sun emits 50%, 50% of the sun's radiation is the visible colors of the spectrum. So those are the reds, blues, greens, sky blue, indigo blue, violet. Those are our rainbow colors, our chakra colors. Now, you've got to realize there's over 16 million different shades and hues of color invisible to the human eye, and that's the language our cells understand. The center of every cell is the DNA, and the DNA communicates to each other through the visible colors, ultraviolet, and microwave. So the body, well, we're first and foremost beings of light, and our body needs light to self-prepare, regulate, and maintain the physical structure.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard about these people who spent 3 weeks in darkness and had amazing experiences? I'm just throwing that out at you. Do you know about that, the dark room?
I've heard of some types of meditation rooms that people go into complete darkness. I've never experienced that myself, but obviously they must keep their inner light aflame.
When you say inner light, what do you mean by that? And also, well, biophotons, you know, they talk about these cells emitting biophotons, but what do you mean by inner light?
Inner light, just think of our body, our human structure, comprised of trillions and trillions of cells. Well, the center of each cell, the DNA, is equivalent to a small light bulb, a small candle. So obviously they're getting light through cosmic rays somehow. They wouldn't be in complete darkness. I think that if we turned off the light, we wouldn't exist as we know it today. There's four main ingredients to life on Earth. That's light, air, water, and food.
Mm-hmm. So the idea of biophotons in the sense that cells emit light is sort of part of your work as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Biophotons is small packets of light. So again, it's about stimulating cellular communication through waves of light. So my theory is by applying particular color values, color frequencies, color waves of energy into the auric field, the electromagnetic field by way of Alumilite. That's the product that I developed in 1999, and I actually launched it in New York City in 2000. So New York definitely has a special place in my heart. So by introducing color into the auric field, the energy transmitted from the pen light gets pulled into an acupuncture point, for example, which is like a switching station, into the cells and fires up biocommunication between the cells.
So you would shine different color lights on different acupuncture points. Is that, it's different than color puncture though, which does similar things?
Color puncture works directly on the skin, and it is similar in certain ways, absolutely. We also include geometry, which, you know, we can go into more detail later. I work off the body, meaning away from the body. I like holding the pen light 2 to 8 inches away from the physical structure to give it energetic leverage. The auric field is constantly pulsating in beat to the Schulman frequency, the heartbeat of the earth, between 7 and 10 hertz. So you really want to catch that wave and introduce the value of color, not just into the point, but also into the axotonal grid system that is around the body, because a memory is not necessarily directly on the point. It could be somewhere in the field. And the principle behind this work is to dissolve or dismantle energy patterns, which is made up of color, geometry, and form, and dissolve them. So it can alleviate the stress on the meridian system, which in turn can alleviate physical, emotional, and psychological trauma.
All right. So someone comes to you and they have a physical problem, let's say. Let's say they do have back pain. What would you do with your Lumalite? And I guess everybody's different, of course, but what's your general protocol for working with people?
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to pain, unless it's, you know, somebody got into a serious accident, just aches and pains and in the physical body, I see pain as the last link of a very long chain of events that reverberate throughout the body. There's a jam somewhere in the energy system. And when I say energy system, we're talking about the main 12 meridians that run in the body. Mm-hmm. So by introducing color, and color is energy, we're trying to clear the energetic blocks, the seeds of imbalance, if you'd like to call it that. So it could alleviate the physical pain. So when it comes to back pain, I might use one of the day colors, either red, orange, and yellow, and probably red to stimulate movement, because that's the hardest color. That's the fastest color to run through the channels.
And you would shine that on an acupuncture point then?
I would shine it on an acupuncture point, typically away from the ouch spot, the spot that hurt, to give it energetic leverage.
I see. Huh. I've studied acupuncture. I know acupuncture pretty well. And so you work with just the 12 meridians. You don't work with any of the other meridians.
I think there's a total of about 36 meridians. You've got the 12 main meridians. You've got 8 extraordinary vessels that are deeper channels. And then you have minor meridians. But there's over... That's in the physical structure that connects to every organ and system of the body. But there's also the axotonal lines, which is over, you know, there's over 100,000 of them that's through the electromagnetic field around the body. So a lot of memory or trauma or incidences can get stored in that area. That's why it's really, really important to work off the body when you're working with light. Now, a lot of people do hands-on healing, which is really great to stimulate the energy flow in the system. But to do an overlay or to introduce color on top of that, you're actually giving the body information that it understands.
Well, do the axotonal lines have points that are accessible, like acupuncture meridians?
Mm-hmm. Try to think of it as like a spider web, like, you know, mm-hmm. crossings. And that's all through the electromagnetic field. So they're not really talked about as much, but 'cause they're very, very hard to map. But they do exist in the field. So when you're holding the Lumalite pen light in the field, you may, let's say if you use the color orange with the Flower of Life geometrics, so you're trying to expand joy into that person's life, that would be a really nice combination, you may be moving your pen light at different angles around the body, trying to find where there's a static in the field or a pressure or heat. And then when you find that area, you start to move it. You start to move the pen light until that pattern dissolves.
You mean move it around until like around that specific area?
Mm-hmm. Like, around that area. It could be the face. It could be the arm. Usually where the seat of imbalance is not necessarily where the ouch point is, the place that hurts. It's usually away because the genesis of the imbalance is actually alive. It's like an entity, and it really enjoys living in your field. So it's trying to get into that altered state when you're working with light therapy, color light therapy, and trying to tune in at a subconscious level to find out what is blocked.
Huh. Yeah, I do want to say Julianne will be teaching a workshop this coming weekend in Newark, New Jersey. You can go to her website, spectrau.com. That's June 11th and 12th. She'll also be at the New Life Expo on June 10th. And we'll do a little session, me and you, there just to get more familiar with this technology, healing technology. I'm interested in how you qualify different colors. It seems like you really understand color. And if we, do you want to just go through the visible light spectrum?
Sure. You see, there's a lot of, I mean, there's dozens and hundreds of books on color light therapy and the psychological and therapeutic effects of color. You know, that's been out there. Color therapies have been with us since the beginning of time. The Greeks, the Romans, you know, the Jews, the Hindus, all had color healing rooms. Now, you know, I've done a lot of study about the effects of color, but where my expertise is to teach color as a language. So it's not a digital expression. It's analog. It's scalar. It's an all-knowing. It's trusting that Cro-Magnon brain in your gut, your ancient brain. It's an all-knowing when you start to work with color. You'll work with color as, it's a language. It's the do, re, mi's, ABCs of your higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think of white light coming down from the cosmos and coming through the crown center, and the pineal gland is like a crystalline meter. It's like a prism. So the light pours down through the top of the head, and the shortest wavelength is violet. And so all the other colors keep on trickling down, which is filling our chakra system. The next color would be indigo, which is an intuitive all-knowing. And then the colors, the more denser colors, keep on going down. Then you get sky blue in the throat, and that's the voice. So when I think of the voice, it's like, who is that I speaking? Who is the voice? Like, what is directing the words to come out of my mouth or the thoughts to be formed into words? So try to think of a word as an archetype, and the energy is going through each letter. That's how I see the geometry. So instead of trying to find out the meaning, the psychological meaning, try to start seeing color as a language in everyday life, because we're not static human beings. We're constantly dynamic in nature, which means every cell in our body is in a constant involutionary, evolutionary process. It's like the spin of the atom, the spin of the planetary bodies.
Mm-hmm. And this evolutionary process is taking us to finer and finer frequencies, isn't it?
Can you repeat that? You got cut out there for a moment.
Oh, I'm just saying this evolutionary process is fine-tuning the human instrument to higher and higher frequencies. That's what it seems like to me.
Mm-hmm. I think that the more we accept the fact that we don't need to carry with us energetic baggage, we clear ourselves and we open ourselves and our light body. We're open for more light to come in, and it's like, you know, putting up your antennas so we can accept more information from the cosmos. There's so much out there, and we tap into it through the morphogenetic field, and that I'm sure you read the work of Rupert Sheldrake's morphogenetic field.
Yes, I've interviewed him. Yes, I like Rupert Sheldrake, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The fields are changing, especially at this time, I think, as we planetarily and galactically move to a new place. We're hitting different light frequencies that seem to be new to the planet. Do you agree?
I agree 100%. We're getting a lot of warping, a lot of dimensional warping. And the beauty of working with light, because when you intuitively look at light, you can see it moving at 90 degrees. And all these new frequencies coming in bring a vast amount of knowledge, wisdom, and information. So the beauty of working with color is to use it also to take you into a meditative, transformative state so you can see otherworldly realms and realize you're not alone. We're not alone in this universe. So it could be quite an exciting adventure if people are open to tapping into those other frequencies.
I mean, I've loved color. I mean, I always took color pictures when a lot of people were taking black and white photos. There's something about color, which is the magic of incarnation, you know, the vibrancy of all the colors. And what I've discovered, it's not just the single colors, but the colors in combinations that give me the most synesthetic effect, the most feeling effect. You work with that kind of understanding of combinations?
I mean, a lot of times, you know, whether I'm teaching, and I'm sure this is going to happen during my course in Newark, that people will enter a room and sit around, you know, place themselves at the desk or at their chairs, and they'll actually group themselves together in color combinations. So if you see how people actually walk into a room, astrologically, they'll group together, and also how they are vibrating. So there might be a group of people in shades of red that will sit next to each other, or people in black or in blue. So even the colors that you wear, Alan, have, even though obviously it's a dense form of vibration, but you're drawn to a particular color because that's what your cells need. That's the food value they need. So definitely, and when you go out to the park and you look at beautiful flowers, you just breathe in and drink up those beautiful color values.
So color actually, you're saying, feeds our cells. They feed it like
feeds
food.
Our cells in the physical sense, and it feeds our souls to that place in the heart.
How does it do that? Now talk about that. How because it seems almost sort of superficial color, because it's just on the surface of things that color emanates. So,
well, in terms of feeding our soul, again, the language of our soul is light. And light is comprised of 50% visible spectrum. So you're communicating with the heart's language. The body understands light. So if you think of, you know, hundreds of trillions of cells to form the human structure and system and lymphatic and reproductive and skeletal, muscular skeletal, every cell in the body also has an independent life, like a circulatory, reproductive, lymphatic. And the center, its nucleus is light. So it communicates through light. So it needs light. It needs light for its soul, for it to bring in information. A cell communicates to planetary bodies. There's over, you know, millions of bits and bytes of information being transferred every split second back and forth through light. That's that, you know, that's its language.
It's exciting the way you describe it. It's it makes us more connected to the mystery of creation in a way, but having it accessible. So then when did you bring in the ideas of sacred geometry and form, and how does that work with color?
I introduced geometry in my book, Golden Light, A Journey with Advanced Color Works. That came out in 2004, and I dedicated that book to Nikola Tesla. I wrote that book at the New Yorker Hotel, and it's very, very close to my heart.
Did you stay in the room? Tesla stayed at the New Yorker. That's where he was final. That was his final resting place, the New Yorker.
That was his final resting place, and I'm going back in time because we're going back 6, 7, 8 years ago when I wrote it. I just found he was a sheer inspiration. And inspiration in Latin is inspiritus, which means breath. So a lot of my work is about connecting to your breath. If you think of a nuclear explosion on the sun, 93 million miles away, and it takes a light photon only 8.5 minutes to travel 93 million miles away to the skin, which is an interface between our inner and outer worlds, and it goes smack in the center of every cell. So how can we not have a relationship with the sun? And so every in-breath you're taking, Alan, was on the sun 8.5 minutes ago. I think that's totally awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. So how did the form develop, and then what's the connection to Tesla?
Okay, the form, in my system, I've got 20 geometric shapes, which also include the 5 platonic shapes in Pythagorean theory, that all the universe was created on those 5 shapes, the octahedron, the dodecahedron, the star tetrahedron, the pyramid, the cube, and all those shapes. And then I can go into the cosmic geometric shapes, which I have 15 of. I had to count for a moment, 15 of. So the platonic shapes are all seen in the periodic table. Now, the universe was created with 3 elements, and those 3 elements created our whole periodic table. And that periodic table, obviously, is our chemical factory of our universe. And the human form, the human being, is created from six elements, which is hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, and there's a few others. So every element has a geometric shape, one of the Platonic shapes, and it's also suspended with a frequency. So when we introduce a geometric shape and a color frequency on the Lumalite, our geometries are little metal discs. They get inserted behind the color filter and clipped on the pen light. So what you're doing is you're magnifying, let's say we use the octahedron and the gold frequency lens. You match those together and you shine it into the energy field, the auric field. You're magnifying that particular pattern combination, and it's about dissolving a matching energy pattern that could be creating illness. Because every illness, every disease, every emotion, every chain of events, every memory is suspended in your field in a shape and held in place with color.
Oh, every memory is suspended in our field that surrounds our body and held in place with a color frequency, you're saying? As a vibration, but you're saying vibrations are frequencies, are light, you're saying, basically. Every vibration
Has
a color.
Thanks for clarifying that. It is a vibration because the auric field shimmers. It's a hologram. We're one hologram, and we're connected to every other hologram that's in our universe. But a memory, like when we think of a memory, it's not in our brain. Our brain's a holding tank. It's in the mind field, which is in the aura. And the mind field not only exists in the holding tank, the brain, but the mind is also in the kidney, the liver, the endocrine system, in the bone marrow. So that's all around us. So the memory has, it's like an entity. And it has a shape. It has a geometric structure. It has a form. So this whole principle behind this work is about dissolving these patterns that no longer serve us so we can continue our journey in life in a pain-free way.
Well, if a memory exists there in that field, and I believe it does, I don't believe it's in the brain, I believe it's in the field, then that would also hold memories of other lifetimes, other existence, parallel dimensions. Do you believe that?
100%. And when, you know, people say that, you know, in religious circles, they say you carry the sins of your forefathers for 300 years. I don't necessarily believe in sins. I believe everything exists as a whole. But it's an energetic transference. I have a protocol in my book, Golden Light, on how to release the birthing process. A lot of babies or a lot of newborns have had their wings clipped before they have a chance to fly. So the embryonic fluid is similar to a homeopathic soup. So anything the parents thought or experienced gets imprinted in this, the fetus's auric field. So there's a beautiful protocol in my book on how to release the birthing process. And I'd love to show you that at the New Yorker Hotel this Friday.
I'd love to see that. That would be great. Now, is there anything accessing past lives with your color therapy since it's in the field?
Now, when I think of a past life, everything's parallel. Like, everything exists within the whole. That's how I see it. When it comes to past lives, I know for myself I have visions nearly every day now, whether it's during a sleep state or an afternoon meditation. So it's just getting fine-tuned whether it's past or parallel. I'm thinking they're more parallel, Alan. I'm having a hard time thinking.
That's okay. Well, all of time is happening at once somewhere on some dimension. So, even yesterday is still happening in a sense. You are in tomorrow. So, so let's say it's parallel. But each is influencing the other, and we're conscious only right now of this or semi-conscious of the other dimensions. But how could we shift the patterns that are influencing us from these parallel timelines? Let's call it that.
Well, when you stay in the present and you start working and you're working with light, when you change yourself in the present, you'll change more than you can imagine because you're going to change the outcome in all other dimensions. Because it's all interconnected. Mm-hmm. So now, could they be doing that in another dimension? Absolutely. You know, I sometimes wonder, what is the dream? You know, when I wake up every morning, it's like, oh my, I have to tell you one thing, Ellen. I have so much energy, and I wonder, you know, where it all comes from, because it keeps on building, and I feel extremely healthy. But I do wonder every morning, it's like, oh my gosh, I just had such an incredible experience during my sleep state, but I'm opening my eyes to a full world of color again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure, have you interviewed Bruce Lipton that he talks about?
Yes, I have a 90-minute interview with him on YouTube. I mean, he's one of my favorites. Absolutely.
So he talks about your perception creates your reality.
Absolutely.
So it's all about your belief system.
Well, right? I'd love to have that energy you have waking up in the morning. I'm usually tired because I go to bed too late. And why is it that you have so much energy waking up? Because you're feeding light? Is light coming in? You program yourself for that or something?
I have, you know, I just radiate light. I mean, light is, you know, just moving through every cell of my body. And it's the visions, like just turning on your camera, your third eye, or your, I don't like the word third eye. Okay, your inner senses, and just being fully present to really stay in the moment.
Yeah, I'm just interested. I mean, I know it's getting off your subject a little bit, but what kind of visions are you having? I'm really interested in that.
In terms of what I'm creating in my world, I sometimes can perceive events that are coming down the timeline. Or mm-hmm. I find sometimes spirit is very comical, and they'll give me bits and pieces of the puzzle. And mm-hmm. I really trust in myself. I really trust in that whatever choice I make is the right choice, even though it may not seem so appealing at the moment. But mm-hmm. sometimes we need to have little falls and little obstacles and little cosmic crashes before something big comes through. And
well,
I'm good with it all.
That just helps me with a little process I'm going through just now. So I think I needed to hear that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we all do. We're human, and we're full-spectrum beings, meaning we are gravitationally forced light into form. Our mm-hmm. physical body is made up of the visible colors of the spectrum, and we need to experience a full range of emotions. It's mm-hmm. like the yin and the yang, the good and the bad. Our whole world, our universe, is based on the scales of weights and measures. So if somebody is too goody-two-shoes at one end, they're totally out of balance, or
right.
you're too angry at the other. We need to experience a full range of emotions and experiences. It really
yes.
is a 3D world, and we need to experience emotions.
And that's why we've come. We've really incarnated at this point to experience emotion and physicality and expression and feeling. I think that's really the main reason we are in these physical emotional bodies, is to have those experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely,
and you have to take care of that vessel, too. You have to exercise. You have to eat right. A lot of the spiritual community feels that they're just up in the ethers, you know, dancing with the angels, that's okay, and they don't take care of their physical structure.
Well,
it's
not
really
the people I know,
well,
because I think there's a real crossover now between the health food community, the raw food community, which I don't totally agree with, totally raw. But I think there's more people, if you're spiritually minded, you are including your body, because the body is the temple. It's the vehicle. It's the embodiment of the soul. So we need to honor the body. That's
mm-hmm.
how I feel. But we're evolving. I want to talk to you a little bit, because you are having visions of this level of evolution that you see is coming. And yes, 2012, and just sort of the technologies that are happening. What do you see? What do you sense about the future and who we are?
Well, I think 2012, we've already entered it energetically, and it's just the ending of one calendar, Ellen. There's so many different calendars, and we're not just in physical form on this earth plane. Like, I've seen myself in visions, in different clothes, in different attire, working on different projects. When I have visions now, I have visions of technology, inventions, ideas, creation.
Like now, what? If you want to share some of your visions, unless you want to keep those inventions like secret, I mean, for now.
No,
but I'm
no
curious,
secret.
What do you see coming to the future?
Well, I know one thing that I'm working on. It's a new device for wound healing. I think that's really, really important. And I'm working on and I'm sure Nikola Tesla is giving me some great information, but I'm working on a new project on wound healing on light with light technology, and it's something that's not in the on the marketplace, and it's something that's it's so needed, and it's you know it will be created for the masses. Whereas my Lumalight system is a specialty system that attracts acupuncturists, wellness professionals, spiritualists, massage therapists. But I really feel a need, just an urge to create something for the mainstream. So that's what I'm working on. But in terms of other inventions, beautiful thing about color harmonics, which is a term I coined to renovate the concept of color therapy, is that you can use light and shine it on your third eye point. Now, by shining light on your third eye point, it's actually activating the hypothalamus, which activates the pituitary, and it fires up the whole endocrine system. And that's when you can start getting visions. And visions is just tapping into that morphogenetic field, Alan, to pull in ideas, because everything exists. It's whether or not you can see it.
Mm. Are you seeing inventions other people are coming? Like if you kind of have a vision into the future, are you scanning for what else that other people might be bringing through? What do you see with that?
I always set out on a dream. I believe we live a dream in a dream, you know, a dream within a dream. And I always ask my higher self to show me my highest priority. So whether I was chosen, you know, for a particular role on this planet and certain information is given to me, or, you know, I'm the master of my own world and I'm pulling in what I need, I'm not quite sure yet, but I'm always given what is most appropriate at the moment. And I'm never given more, you know, than I can handle. You know, even though I might have my little cosmic crashes and get upset and want to go out and play. Mm-hmm. And actually, today's a play day. I just got back from Reston, Virginia. I was presenting and exhibiting at the Energy Psychology Conference.
Was that fun? Was a lot of interesting people there?
That was a lot of fun. I believe everybody should have a career that's also their passion. And it was a great turnout. Yes. And next year it'll be in San Diego. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Well, who was there at the Energy Psychology Conference? Like what type of technologies and healing modalities?
Oh, well, primarily, you know, there were exhibits. It was a small exhibit hall. There was the biomat, there was the key link, there was some dowsing equipment, there was some wonderful speakers, and these are psychologists, psychiatrists, those interested in energy healing that, you know, want to learn more, you know, a lot more modalities. A lot what they learn is about tapping to release, you know, emotional pain, like the emotional freedom technique, like EMF.
Yeah, that's using acupuncture points too. It seems like it would be even more effective using light and tapping, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, tapping, like massage, stimulates piezoelectricity in the body, in the body structure, and that's great to awaken, you know, the energetic connection. But when you introduce color on top of a point, you're feeding into the body information. Color is information that the body understands. So whether you're doing massage or body work or, you know, Reiki, to introduce color as a secondary modality just enhances whatever you're doing. So, you know, obviously acupuncture points are like switching stations. They have memory, they have personality, they, you know, I've seen them just come alive off the body.
You've seen them come alive off the body. What do you mean by that?
They light up, you know, so if I start, you know, pushing points on your back, it's because when a point wants to be pushed to trigger something, they light up in front of my eyes. Like an acupuncture point will just light up. I can't quite explain it. It's actually quite comical. People say, why are you touching me like that? It's like, I have to. I can't help myself.
No, I do understand that because I do a lot of healing and sometimes things just calls out to me and you just have to do whatever it is that you have to do to make that happen. So, or what the body itself is asking for. But it's very exciting that you have created your own system that is now being put out to the world and an understanding of color in a whole new way. So it feels like it's ongoing, like you have a lot more to bring through, would you say?
You know what, it's always ongoing, Alan. You know, there's never enough hours in a day. And I think whoever chose me, they chose me for the right for the right work, because my Lumalights are worldwide now. We ship worldwide. All the units are equipped with 5 training programs on DVD and copies of my books. I also came out with a book this fall on color therapy for animals and a universal tarot deck, which is, it's called the SpectraHue Universal Tarot, that incorporates all my geometric shapes as the major arcana cards, and then I have 32 color cards. So you can actually do a color therapy card reading, color and geometry card reading, to see what's your highest priority. Because when you do a shuffle and you pull the cards, it's a reflection of your consciousness, because all thoughts are waves of consciousness, and it's all color and form, and it gets reflected in the cards you pull. So that was my latest release in the fall, and I'm very, very excited to actually show it at the expo on Friday at 7 o'clock.
That's exciting. Can you pick a card for me right now?
Absolutely. I've got my deck right here.
Oh, good. Pick a card. Tune in to me.
That's very interesting, because I actually am sitting here not only with a glass of water, but with my Lumalite, my personal set, and my card deck. Okay, so tell me when to stop, Alan.
Okay, you can stop.
Okay. Your card that came out is Crimson, which is a fire card. So what I would do, if I would see a picture of you in front of me, so Crimson, the fire card, it's about relationships, personal endeavors. And so what you would, obviously I could shine a crimson light on your picture and, do a bit of radionics, or you can visualize a crimson light and just feel enveloped, encased in an actual crimson light, because that's what your body wants. That's the highest priority at this moment in time.
I like that.
Now, obviously, you could be drawn to a color for a physical imbalance. It could be emotional. It could be psychological. There's a lot of different reasons why, how a color is applied. But that is your highest priority at this point in terms of color.
I mean, I'm usually drawn to blues, and the blue, of course, is the throat chakra and the communication, but is it more than that for you in your system?
The blue, the throat chakra, communication, it depends on what dimension you're looking at. Like, you may be drawn to blue, I'm picking up with you, you may be drawn to blue for your throat center, for your thyroid. You may be needing to calm down that energy because, you present a lot. And you can also see blue as part of the intellect. You may need to absorb more blue, because the complementary opposite of blue is yellow. So you could be draining a lot of yellow energy from your solar plexus when you present and you create. So that's why, because it's always the opposite. Like, when you see a red rose, you're looking at the red rose, but it's emitting its complementary opposite, which is green.
Admit its complementary. It doesn't admit the color that it's you're seeing.
No, it's always the opposite.
Is it?
It's always the opposite. I mean, look. If you look at our rainbow, the arc in the rainbow, the top of the arc starts off with red, and the inside of the arc is violet. It's a total mirror reflection of our whole chakra system, because our top chakra is violet, and then it goes down to red. So we are definitely a mirror reflection of above. The chakras are an etheric, like an invisible extension of the whole chemical factory. And I also see the chakras as being like a blueprint wheel, like they hold our blueprints in different dimensions along the wheels. And that's so different, let's say, than our aura. And, when people say, what color is my aura? I'll say, well, what would it mean if I told you? Because an aura to me is just an emission of energies, surplus energies, although there's always a dominant color. But it doesn't say who the person is. You have to look into the chakras. You have to look into the system.
I see. Well, no, that's an interesting point that I didn't realize before, that the color that's emitting is activating the opposite potential in what you're seeing. So I'm really needing yellow if I'm seeking blue, is what you're saying.
If you're seeing blue a lot, you're depleted in yellow.
Okay, so I see. And that will build the spleen pancreas area, that the kind of yellow element in the body, the earth element.
On one level, because there's so many different levels, but also for intellect, also for your thinking process. Because you're very creative, and you need the yellow energy. You could even, intake foods of yellow. Just curious.
I do. I like yellow foods.
Pardon?
I love yellow foods. I love squashes and different. But I also love blueberries and blue foods as well. So. But do you ever work with water and light? Like shining, like you have a glass of water there. Are you shining light in water to take those colors into your body?
You could do that, and it's called tonation, which means shining on of light. You could take like an Evian bottle or a bottle of water. I know people like don't want to use plastic, but I still use plastic. I have to get out of that habit. And I can take the pen light, put a filter on it, turn the pen light upside down, and put it on top of the water bottle, and you can tonate the water for about 20 minutes. So the actual frequency value gets into the water. So if you had a sore throat and you're on your way out and you just wanted a homeopathic formula, you can make your own blue vibrational water and take it with you. And that'll calm down and reduce some of the inflammation and swelling and itching in the throat.
I see. That's interesting. So in this course that you are going to be teaching this coming weekend, do you want to just lay it out so people get a sense of what they're going to expect and what they'll learn, you know?
Sure. Absolutely. Thank you. The course starts, it's at the Renaissance Hotel in Newark, so it's only a mile away from the airport, so if people are coming from out of town. But you do have to register in advance. So you can call my office at 416-340-0882 or visit my website at spectrahue.com for full details. What we're going to teach, what I'm going to facilitate in the morning of the Saturday is to talk about the science of light from a practical point of view, and also the history of color light therapies. I'll be teaching you my system on how to raise, calm, balance, and clear energies with color. I'll be introducing geometric shapes, the meanings of them, and how to work with them in the element theory in Chinese medicine, like to really start to understand what shapes work with which colors. Like all my colors, which are up to 35 in total, and all the geometrics, which are 20 in total, they're all interchangeable. And just to really reinforce that there's no one formula to heal a human being. So although we'll be going through a lot of hands-on protocols during the course, one thing to realize is there's no hard and fast rule that if I suggest a magenta filter in one of my protocols, and let's say in the fear release protocol, if you feel you need to use crimson or gold instead, never let something override your own intuition. That's one thing Nikola Tesla said, is three things in life to rely on is intuition, intent, and imagination. You really need to tap into your imagination. During the course, I'm going to teach people how to learn to entrain, because when you can entrain, you can create a spontaneous remission. I'll be introducing something new for the first time, and that will be using mirrors. I'll be using mirrors around the head area while we do light treatments to create a hologram. So this is part of my new work, which is quite fascinating. So I'm hoping that we're going to have incredible results using mirrors and my protocols. We'll be doing different types of meditations that are in my book, Golden Light, on how to connect to your breath, because breath work is really important, is a really important component in color harmonics. And we're going to have fun. We're going to be childlike and use our imagination, but it's all serious work. Sometimes you have to let your left brain take a back seat and start thinking with that Cro-Magnon brain in your gut, that touchy, emotional, feely brain. And that's where you're going to get all your answers, because, everything exists in the whole. So we're hoping to have a great weekend and a great event.
It sounds great. Just talk a little bit about the element of entrainment. That's a subject I'm very interested in.
Okay. When I don't have a practice in Toronto, but when I go to conferences and shows, I demonstrate my units. I demonstrate the Lumalights doing a treatment at the booth. And what I find is when people say, "What is it going to do for me?" You know, I've got this wrong, that wrong, this wrong. And I said, "Your body will always show me the highest priority." So what I do, I start the treatment off. I said, "I won't know until I look into your body and start the treatment." When I start the treatment, I will use a star tetrahedron geometric shape, and I'll put it behind the sky blue filter. And I'll take the pen light with this combination and shine it just between the brows to activate the hypothalamus gland. And I'll be pulsating the light, moving the pen light in and out of the field, in and out of the energy field to catch the wave of the field. They'll come to a point where the hypothalamus gland will obviously activate the whole endocrine system, but also it releases ions of calcium. And then there'll come a period where there's a freeze frame period where it stops. Everything stops. It's a feeling, Alan. It's just the most incredible feeling. It's a silence. I mean, you create a scalar wave. Like, colors are electromagnetic, which means colors are in polarity. So your electric colors of the spectrum are your evening colors, your violets, blues, greens. I mean, violets and blues. And then at the other end are your magnetic colors. So it's all polarity, yin and yang, your red, orange, and yellows. And obviously green is a great harmonizer. So everything is an ebb and flow, except when you create a scalar wave. And that's when I learned, that's when you can become entrained with the recipient. So I also ask the recipient to set their intent before they close their eyes. So the intent is, let's say they have an illness. So it's all about creating that scalar wave so that illness, that entity, that geometric form suspended in a frequency, jumps to the other side of the mirror. I can't quite explain it, but everything exists within the whole. It's whether it's manifested or not. So you want that.
That frequency, slow down. That the frequency jumps to the other side of the mirror. I didn't get that piece. What do you mean
by
that?
It jumps outside of the aura. So let's say somebody, I don't want to use any fancy Latin words or disease names, but let's say somebody had illness ABC.
So,
and they're physically, you know, blocked or traumatized by this particular illness.
Right.
The illness has a genesis, and that genesis is in some form, some shape and form, and exists somewhere in the field. So when you create a scalar wave through entrainment, that form can jump to the other side. It can jump outside of that person's reality.
And then it leaves the body. It leaves the field, you're saying.
That's exactly, yeah. While I'm explaining it to you, I'm seeing it. So I'm trying, see, for me, sometimes it's hard to find the words. But I see it jump.
I'm trying to see it with you. So when you create a resonance, how does that shift the field? Because the person giving the treatment is harmonizing, resonating with the person. Like when you're working on someone, you're entraining them to your field in a sense. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're in training to their field to create stillness, to create a wave, a scalar wave. Because the imbalance is electromagnetic, and you want to take that and you want to move it out of the field.
You see, Richard Bartlett does this in matrix energetics. Have you studied that system at all?
I haven't studied his system. I admire him. He does incredible work. But working with the Lumalight is very similar. You could be working with two pen lights and you're collapsing energy fields. So it's,
right.
In some ways, it's the same theory. Like, I could be finished a treatment at a show in 2 minutes, but they think they're going to be sitting there for 20 minutes, so I'll continue and do other work on them. But a lot of times, the treatment's done in a very short period of time because there's no time and space.
Right. So when you collapse the fields to a place of stillness, this is what Bartlett says, the maximum potential is allowed to flow through, which harmonizes you to your perfect blueprint, so nothing can exist in that that's foreign to your frequency, basically. He says something
like
that.
Well, that's beautifully put. That that sums it up. It's exactly the same work.
So
it's
the idea
exactly
is
the same work.
Getting the foreign thought forms out of our field, because they always distort us, you know, when people take on or through trauma, there's a field invasion because it's distorted the harmony you have. So I think it sounds like your system's very good for things like trauma or transformation of low-level energies. I mean,
there's neither, as we all heard this expression, there's neither good nor bad, but thinking makes it so. So sometimes
yes.
We need to go through experiences, and I have to say that when I look down my timeline and all the experiences I've had in life. But I have to say, I must have had a lot of really great angels, because I've been blessed, and I have a lot of luck. But that's all about, you know, creating. So sometimes people need to go through experiences to get them where they all are today, and they should be very grateful. Just you don't necessarily have to keep on repeating the same experience. So if you keep on meeting the same types of people that no longer serve you or situations, then it's time you change that record in time. You know, the old vinyl records where the needle keeps on skipping back. You need to erase that memory pattern to experience something new. I never want to look back on my life and regret not taking a chance.
Right. Well, thank you, Julianne. Thank you for that wisdom and your work and your outlook on life and, of course, your contributions to the field of healing and color therapies and contributing to the evolution of consciousness through this understanding of the language of color light. So any final words you would like to say before?
Oh, I'd love to see everybody at the expo. It's the New Life Expo on Friday night, this Friday night, June 10th at 7 o'clock. And just I hope you can also join me at my weekend workshop.
And I'll actually also be at the New Life Expo on Sunday. I'm giving a talk on the yoga perception, where I go into different ways we have limited our perception and how to expand outside the box of what we know so we can tap into the unknown. That's part of it. And then I'm also hosting the sexuality panel at 5 p.m. on Sunday, June 12th. So, yes, we'd love to see everyone there as well. And I'm also co-producing Lynn McTaggart in New York on June 7th. So if you have any more questions for me, you can email me at Alan or a@newrealities.com. And how do people get in touch with you?
You can visit my website at www.spectrahue.com. And I'll spell that. S as in Sam, P-E-C-T-R-A. H is in Henry, UE.com, or just give our office a call in Toronto at 416-340-0882.
Thank you. I love your enthusiasm and your. No, it's great. It's really powerful, and you can see how passionate you are about your work. So, thanks for being a guest on New Realities.
My pleasure, and there must be something to that light.
There must be something to which light?
Our light. Just light. Universal light.
Oh, yes. And you can, and it's interdimensional, and you can feel it through the emotional upliftment of people like you. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
This has been New Realities with Alan Steinfeld. And if you want to hear any past shows, you can go to newrealities.com. You can also check bbsradio.com. Thanks to Doug and Don Newsom in the studio there. And I'll see you and hear from you next week. Thanks for listening.
Feel the fire, come alive.